Portions of this program may be pre-recorded.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
And welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I just barely got here right now.
Oh, made it through that traffic.
I did.
Glad to have you back this week.
I had my wings on.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, I thought there was something different.
Yes, of course, of course. I tell you. I'm thankful for Wally Conway for
and Carl.
And Carl for filling in for me last week.
They did a great job.
They did. It was fun. I listened. And we've got David Youngblood in the house from Realty Executives. Welcome, David.
Thank you, ma'am. Good to be here.
We've got quite the show for you. And of course, I was down in Miami working and it was just beautiful down there. You know, what I love down there besides the food is...
And there's plenty of it.
There is. And it's all fantastic. Or the beaches. I mean, it's just... I love that Caribbean water. It's just wonderful.
Well, it's a different looking water down there.
It is.
It's clearer water than what we have in Northeast Florida, especially along the St. John's, because that's not because... I mean, there's pollution in it. But at the same time, it's less than there used to be, right, David?
And not a little bit, yes.
Yeah, but the thing is that there's all these plant. I guess the plant life at the bottom of the river makes it look like tea.
Correct. It's the mud. It's what's called tannins in the water. It's the decomposition of all the plant life that's down there that gives it that dark.
But other than that, North Florida is absolutely awesome.
It is awesome.
It is awesome. Down south, it was a great place to go, sell some property.
Mm-hmm.
I sold a house in Naples. And it's actually kind of cool. You know, my sister was a cop as well. So it was one of her buddies that is relocating to Naples.
Oh, cool.
And so sold them a new construction down there. And
are they happy with it?
Yes. They'll be moving in July. And
now where is this again?
Naples?
In Naples. So it's on the opposite side on the west coast. Yeah. Yeah, but it's beautiful there. Very nice.
That is God's waiting room.
Mm-hmm.
I think Florida is.
For different reasons.
That particular area is in Clearwater, in Naples, is God's waiting room.
Yeah. But it's nice down there.
It's nice
along
the Gulf.
But I'm glad to be back.
It's a nice waiting room.
I love, like you said, Northeast Florida. And of course, everyone is bombarding us here. So again, most of my clients are from out of state. I got a couple listings hopefully coming in from some listeners. And of course, since they mentioned the show, like I asked them to, I'll be giving them a little deal on the commission. So I'm excited about that. And just been busy. I feel like I've been on the go for the last couple weeks.
You have been MIA.
Yes, I have. I have.
But working.
Yes, missing in action, but working.
But you've been busy since the pandemic started.
Yes.
I mean, it's no laughing matter in a lot of ways. But at the same time, real estate is really, with the interest rates the way that they came down at the same time, how that all's passed through. And now you have, I guess whatever goes for sale is usually gone in a matter of hours, isn't it? Something like that?
It is. You have to work extra hard to get an offer accepted, and then you have to work super hard to try to get people to list their homes right now. And it's such a great time because, I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, David, people are getting so much more money right now for their homes. So
I tell my buyers, if you're not willing to pay full price, you're wasting your time.
Yes.
don't even think about coming in there. I appreciate the fact you want to haggle. Isn't that a lovely thing that you're doing?
Yeah, but it's just not happening.
But while you're haggling, someone else took the deal.
Right. And we'll pass you on to the new person in the office because she needs experience. He or she needs experience writing contracts.
Lots of them.
Yes. So those clients go to the new people in the office. So we call them you know, basically for training so they could get experience.
The training experience.
Because it's just not going to happen.
No.
Not in today's marketplace.
And the new person doesn't have the confidence to tell those buyers,
you need
to pay full price or go away. They won't say it. They'll be nice.
And then we have the clients that listen, and then we have the clients that don't. And they go, we call them Jane, the new person in the office, Jane. So, and Jane will become a great real estate agent because she will learn early on how to say it's not going to happen.
Yeah, how to say no.
And then she'll get that contract down.
That's not to a science.
To a science.
Yes.
We do that to all. It's just instant training. So we do that. And it's just not the time to haggle for deals. We wish it was, but it's not. And the market is what it is.
Well, with only 2,300, I think I checked yesterday, 2,300.
Single family homes.
Yeah. Anything on the market where there's not much to choose from.
Yeah. It's slim pickings. So if you want a list, you will get full value for your house, if not more. And as it is.
With the caveat being your house has to be in somewhat good shape.
It does.
It cannot be an unpleasant
experience. It can't be falling down.
Yes. I have a lot of experience with those.
Well, you know, David works. You're great at what you do. I want to throw that out there. And you're so patient. But investors sometimes can be difficult to work with.
Yeah.
And you do have a client that's takes a little work.
Yes. Yeah, it takes a little massaging. And unfortunately, the expression is that to
give me more money.
Yeah, well, all the stuff that she owns is worth $1 million, and no one's willing to pay for it. Yeah.
Right. So, when in essence, it's only worth about $150,000.
Yeah, it's nothing.
$1,000.
That's the good stuff. Yeah, it's a lot of stuff. But again, that's investors and people that have owned multiple houses and things that they have. And I do my best to help with them. And again, I work with anybody to make it happen. But
you know what I find interesting from here versus where I came from in California is the fact that people do not fix their homes here. So in California, a lot of them will, you know, totally renovate to get full value so they can bump up to that next level.
Because the dollars make sense.
The dollars make sense.
That doesn't happen here.
But right now, it makes sense.
A little. I just rehabbed a home. I opened a new company called Home Repair Veterans. So I'm out there fixing homes as well, too. I'm out there, just did a whole rehab job.
Yep.
And to make sure this guy got the full price out of it. Otherwise, it was a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home off of Roscoe Road, which is tough to find. Redid everything, siding everything. He just got a contract today for maximum price on it.
Yeah. So it's important. You know, what I tell my investors, and some are willing and some aren't, but, you know, when you have the investor that is holding on to their properties, in other words, they're renting the property out, you know, you got to put a little bit of money away every year. So you fix something every year. If it's a bathroom, if it's a kitchen, if it's whatever. So that way, when it's time to put it for sale, it's ready to go. And I just closed on a deal down at Jacksonville Beach to the greatest sellers. And they're also real estate agents. And, you know, they maintained that house. They always budgeted that upgrade to their duplex that they had rented out for years. And so they got full value. And it barely needed any repairs.
Well, that's the unicorn.
Right. But I find that people just don't do that.
They do not.
And then I'll go to the house and it's like, you've had this as an investment for the last 10 years and you've done nothing to it. It's the same. It looks the same as when I sold it to you.
Yes.
And it needed work then.
Exactly.
I don't get it. Maybe somebody can explain that to me. Give me a call at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. Let's have a discussion on this because I want to know, why don't people kind of touch up their homes here?
My feeling is that they just get, either they're complacent and or they just like sticking the money in their pocket.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to spend to get more.
Yeah.
Well, they could get a lot more, especially right now. So give us a call. Let's have a chat.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate. Anita's back in the house, and so is David. So glad to have them here. If you want to talk about real estate, 904-831-0600.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. We at Future Home Loans were recently recognized as being among the top 100 brokers in the United States. We have hundreds of options so you can leave the shopping to us. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. Want to know more? Give me a call. Ryan Proffitt at 904-887-7926 or visit us at future.loans. That's future.loans. We're local with over 500 five-star reviews. We are veteran-owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953. Equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. That's future.loans. Your future is bright.
I am back at it this week. I missed you guys out there. This is Anita Hiles with Rapid Fire Real Estate. And I got David Youngblood in the house.
Youngblood.
Yes. And we're going to talk about murals. Yes, you heard me correctly.
Murals or mules?
Murals.
Oh.
Like a painting, like artist. I met Danielle and Ian from...
Murals R Us.
Murals R Us. They're great people. They've done a lot of paintings downtown. And they're from Heart Space Art is their Facebook page. Heart Space Art. They do a lot of business downtown, down in Riverside area. I found him on Facebook and decided that the inside of my house needed a mural on the wall.
Oh, cool.
So I'm going to do a bunch of, they're going to paint a bunch of flowers on my wall.
Sounds very floral.
I'm going to have a very hippie house, I think.
That's so groovy.
It is. It's gonna be groovy. In order to come and visit, you'll need bell bottoms.
Nice.
And it's going to be a fun thing. You know, I decided to do this.
Some type of tie-dye shirt.
Exactly. Because, you know, during COVID, you know how it is. We were all at home. We're all locked in. And I had probably what all you guys have. Everybody has the gray house because gray walls, the gray kitchen, you know, the gray flooring. I got so tired of gray after literally 1 week in my house.
A little depressing at some point in time.
It was. It didn't take me long. It was like 5 to 7 days. I was like, okay, this has got to go.
Ooh, 70s? I need puka shells. Sorry.
Oh, puka shells.
I didn't even think of that. Boom, it just hit me.
So I'm going to walk you guys through the process here. They're going to get it. They're probably not going to get started till May, but I'm going to end up posting it on Facebook at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And just so you guys can follow the process and what it's going to look like. But it's going to look pretty neat. As it is, I have a very teal velvet sofa and I have pink chairs. And I know that sounds kind of weird, but it's not. It actually looks very nice. And so I did paint the walls kind of a white and doing a very modern, mid-century modern type of look. And I found this wallpaper that I really liked that I wanted to put up. And then I decided, you know what? I love art. Let me find a local artist and see if they'll paint it on the wall. Well, they actually painted on canvas and then they fit it onto the wall. So it will look like it's painted on the wall, but it's not. And so it's gonna look pretty cool, I think.
Pretty snazzy.
And if we ever go through a pandemic again, I am ready to be all cheered up in my house.
Yeah, none of that. Great.
If any of you need a little pep, you just need to drop by my house and you'll be, you know, it'll be better than a happy pill, let me tell you. If you have real estate questions, give us a call here at 904-831-0600. We will talk about this crazy, crazy market.
And then we'll talk about mules.
Murals.
Oh, okay.
And but I'm very excited about doing that at my home. And you're probably wondering, well, how is that going to be for resale? Well, you know,
I don't see you moving anytime soon.
I'm not going to be moving anytime soon. And it's painted actually on a canvas, and it's they do it perfectly to size onto the wall and everything, so it will look like it's the wall, but it's really not. And I could actually just simply remove it.
It's magic.
But you know, I did something funky in California, and I was going to paint it, and all the stagers that came and realtors that came walking through the house told me, leave it like that. If somebody wants to paint it, then, you know, just paint it prior to closing. Well, I sold my house within hours, and they loved it the way it was and told me to leave that paint color up. And it was a very, very orange. I had a tropical master bedroom, but you had to see the whole thing. I had designer, you know, custom curtains up in there. It looked really nice. But, you know, after you take out the stuff I had in it, probably that orange would not have looked that great. But the people that bought it ended up liking it and wanted me to, since obviously the custom curtains were stained, they ended up and told me, just leave it. So you never know. You never know if somebody's going to like it. And being the fact that
it all worked out.
The rest of the house looked good, so it just worked out. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today, because one thing I have found here, especially with investors that are have rental property out there, is I have very few of them that actually budget and put money aside for those upgrades. And then I have the ones like I'm working with right now that I sold them the house 10 years ago and it looks exactly the same. Yet I sold it for about $80,000 and it's now worth $250,000.
There's been no upgrades, no maintenance, no nothing.
Exactly.
And so for them, why would they want to put more money into it where they're going to make their money out of it for an
investment
vehicle?
Well, it's kind of a weird market. The problem is that is what the comp says. But there's no way. We're going to probably list it about 30,000 below that, because that's about, they could probably get the work done between 30 and 50 grand.
Will it pass inspection on the siding? Anything else?
Let's see.
That's probably, well, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be an issue. Yeah.
Yeah, it might be, because the whole house is wood.
Yeah, it's going to be an issue.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. He's putting on a new roof before we,
you know, it's the
we
older,
close.
It's the older homes. I just finished rehabbing one. It was built in the 80s, and the people had not maintained it. And from the T111 on the outside to the inside, wood rot that was on the inside, everything else had to be taken out. I had to clean all that out, and new insulation, new everything. It's people are just not maintaining their homes from these older homes, because they've been renting it out. They've just been cash flowing, and they just haven't put the money back into it. Either they just put the money in your pocket, or they just don't care. When it comes time to sell it, particularly in this market right now, they're expecting big returns. But if it doesn't pass WDO, it gets stopped dead.
Yeah, well, you got to repair that if you want to close. I mean, it's just the bottom line.
And that's always helpful in a transaction, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's why it's worth, you know, going to Home Pro and inspections and have the pre-listing inspection done, because if you know up front what's wrong, you don't have to repair it. But if you know what's wrong, you could either price it accordingly or repair it. It might be something that's minor that they that you know, you're going to go, okay, I'm going to just go ahead and fix that before we list it. Or you look at and you go, okay, that's going to take $2,000 to repair. I'll just deduct it off the price. But for most FHA and VA loans, you know, we need a clear WDO, especially for the government loans.
And like you said, if you want to try to maximize the most out of your house, you may have to put $5,000-$10,000 back into it. And that's not uncommon these days, because if you haven't maintained it, then you got to get it back up to snuff, whether it's fencing, whether it's the pool that hasn't been updated, whether it's been the siding that just needs to be replaced, because no matter what, you're going to get dinged on it no matter where you go.
Or simply power washing the exterior, touching up the exterior paint.
Yeah, on a stucco, that's always great. On those kind of things.
You know, when I moved in, you know, I had that punch list for my home inspection. And I gave that to my handyman, and he came and did everything that was listed on the summary of that home inspection, got everything done, and then he touched up all my paint. My house looked great, you know, after he got done with it.
Yeah, they typically do.
Yeah, and I was fortunate enough that the person that I purchased from loved his home, and he really took care of it and did some upgrades to it. Now I'm just taking it to the next level. And it's funny, because I stay in touch with him, and I'll send him photos of what I've done, and he just loves it. So it's kind of cool, because I know he loved his home. He put a lot of pride into it. So
it's like good. Giving your home a new heart in a way. And that way, when that's kind of the way I look at it, is I'm trying to rebirth some life back into your home when I'm trying to either fix it for my clients, or they've asked me to come and fix it for them. I've got a buddy of mine down in Orlando. He's 70 years old and just got a brand new heart. His name is Bob. So we call him Bob Newhart.
Oh my gosh.
That's his name now.
I'm glad he's doing well.
Bob Newhart. He cracks up every time he thinks about it. But again, it's the same thing where I'm trying to put a new heartbeat back in this house to make it viable in today's market. I want those houses to go for the maximum amount as any seller would want. I've never had anybody ask me, hey, give me the lowest possible price. My sellers never, ever said that, ever.
No.
My buyers have said that, but the sellers don't.
But if the house is old and everything, you know, like this particular house, we will price it accordingly.
Yeah.
And what I'm hoping for is, because of how the market is right now, if we price it and we discount it for what it needs, we might end up with multiple offers, and it might even go over that.
It might, as long as it'll still pass the inspections.
Yeah. Oh, it will.
Okay, good.
We'll make those repairs, always. Is it time for...
In about 30 seconds,
I hear some music.
Snooze,
and, of course, I was too busy talking and didn't look up at you.
Well, you're looking... Well, you're about 95 degrees away from here.
I know.
See that? How about... What was that? That was a rain.
I don't know.
I guess it means the news is coming up. And we'll be right back with Anita and David. Rapid Fire Real Estate will continue. And that number to call, 904-831-0600. Thanks, guys.
Talk Radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Biden has announced new employer tax credits and other steps to encourage people reluctant to be inoculated to get the COVID-19 vaccine. His administration is trying to overcome diminishing demand for the shots as Biden celebrates reaching his latest goal of administering 200 million coronavirus doses in his first 100 days in office. He says in a White House speech that, quote, vaccines can save your life, but they can also save your grandmother's life, your coworker's life, the grocery store clerk, or the delivery person helping you and your neighbors get through the crisis. That's why you should get vaccinated, unquote. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 316 points to 34,137. The NASDAQ rose 163. The S&P advanced 38. Crude oil down $1.32 to $61.35 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Patrick Johnson. Opening arguments set for today in the trial of a Jacksonville man accused of driving his van into a tent, housing a Republican voter registration drive in a Walmart parking lot in February. JSO says that the accused, Gregory William Lowell Tim, stopped driving at some point and took video from his cell phone before driving away. Police believe the attack may have been politically motivated. Roughly 300 sailors aboard the USS Philippine Sea returning to Naval Station Bayport after a 10-month-long deployment. SpaceX bumping its next astronaut launch by a day because of dangerously high waves and wind offshore. Liftoff is now scheduled for early tomorrow morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The Jacksonville Community Action Committee says demonstrators plan to hold a rally in front of the courthouse today, 6:30 p.m. This follows the Derek Chauvin guilty verdict. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
There's some delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on I-95 northbound between Lem Turner Road and Gulf Air Boulevard north of downtown. Also, there's a broken-down vehicle on the East Beltway on I-295 northbound at the Dames Point Bridge blocking the right lane. And there's a broken-down vehicle on I-95 southbound before Emerson Street. Clear skies tonight. Expect a low 48. Thursday, sunny and cool with a high 70.
Are you having difficulty paying your IRS personal or business taxes due to COVID-19? If you owe a tax debt, there has never been a better time than now to get a resolution. The IRS has rolled out historic tax debt removal guidelines under their Taxpayer Relief Initiative. This COVID-19 program provides opportunities to remove or lessen your tax burden that weren't previously available. The tax attorneys at J. David Tax Law are right here in Jacksonville and are experts at negotiating with the IRS. At J. David Tax Law, only highly experienced tax attorneys will represent you. Never trust your tax situation to anyone that's not local to you. We've helped thousands of Floridians to overcome IRS and sales tax debt. Let us help you. Call J. David Tax Law today for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And this is kind of an interesting little tidbit and very true. According to the National Association of Realtors, 94% of real estate professionals say that they have suggested that sellers improve their curb appeal before listing a home for sale. Yeah, it's kind of real estate 101.
Yeah.
Because I'll tell you why that is. Because most homes are bought at the curb. Now, they say that 74% are bought at the curb. And we have Sally on the line. Sally, You have a question.
Hi there. How are you guys doing?
Great. How are you? Thanks for calling in.
Well, I just happened to be listening on the way home from work, which is about a 5-minute drive. So I thought I'd take a shot and ask you guys a question about it. I actually have a few issues, but first of all, since we were just talking about home inspections, I had a home inspection and the inspector missed a few things, some of which might be significant. So I had a friend come out who was a home inspector, and he said, yes, definitely, this should have been noted, et cetera, et cetera. And now, as it turns out, there's some other issues that might be rather costly to fix. So what is my recourse if the home inspection didn't pull it up or notice it?
Are you the buyer or the seller? It's your home?
I am the buyer, yes.
Oh, okay, you're purchasing the home, and you're...
I did purchase it.
So the sale's already gone through then?
Sale has gone through.
Okay, well...
Well, it just depends who... I don't want you to say who you got it through, but we do have some that guarantee the inspection for 90 days, so after closing. So it would just depend who you used. Home Pro Inspections guarantees it for 90 days after closing, and they will come back out to take a look at it. And
I think what she's referring to is that they found things bad now and they have to be prepared, and she's facing the gauntlet of, oh crud, this is going to come out of my pocket now.
Correct.
Exactly.
But if she has a 90-day guarantee,
then yes,
then that would work. Well, so it just depends on who you used. You can call them back and have that discussion with them.
Yeah, I did actually use Home Pro, and they came back out and they they're not being super helpful to be brief about it. They offered me $100, and some of the issues are, you know, into the thousands. So the first inspection was great on the house that I didn't purchase, and the one I ended up buying, they missed totally different guy that inspected, and they missed a lot of things. So I don't – they've already come back out, and they haven't really made good on that, you know, 90-day guarantee. So I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on that, because that's just the beginning.
You can email it to me so I could take a look at it if you'd like, at homes at anitahiles.com, H-O-M-E-S at Anita, and Hiles is spelled H-I-L-E-S.com. And I'll take a look at it. But keep in mind, the inspectors will only look at what is visual for them. They do not move things. They can't see underneath things.
Right.
And so it's just what is visual to the naked eye. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And that there were a couple of things that should have been picked up. But
Send that to me.
I will.
I would love to take a look at that and then make sure that your phone number is on there so I can get back with you. All right, Sally?
Okay. Thanks, Anita.
Perfect.
Appreciate your help. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And we have another caller on the line.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well. Wouldn't you know it? I just got to the lady at the drive-thru, but we're leaving. Here you go. Okay, I have a question for you.
Yes.
I haven't listened to one of these shows for a while, so I wanted to check in with you about the turnaround time in the Jacksonville area once a home does get listed, you know, given that it's listed at an appropriate price and stuff. What are they running?
You mean as far as time from initial contract execution to closing?
No. How long they sit on the market?
Well,
I'm seeing the
response is fast now. It could be from mere hours to 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It all depends on the home.
I would say that a house that is looking decent is going to be probably less than 30 days.
Oh, yeah. Well, the home I bought a few years ago, it sold the same day to me. The same day it was listed.
Well, that's how today's market is right now.
Yeah.
That's right. And they had done an excellent job when they remodeled it. So
that's
working.
Nice.
So that's the benefit is if you find a home that's been, someone's put time and energy and effort back into it and put the money back into it to keep it looking good, it will sell fast. Are you thinking about selling your home now, or just curious on the time frames?
I am curious on the time frames. And also, she mentioned something that probably caught a lot of women's ears. She said, I got my handyman out. And I don't want you to give his name out over the air, but I know people would love a good handyman referral.
Well, I'll have to share then.
Okay.
Yes, we have quite a list.
Oh, do you?
We do. Good. You know, and it's all trial and error. We have, but it's one thing that's great about us real estate agents is that we will have a list of people that we use for just about everything.
Some of us even do handyman work.
Yes, and David Youngblood does as well. So.
Actually, I own home repair veterans, so I fix up homes for people who are looking to sell them. So that's what I do is handyman work. Everything's just short of GC work. So, again, I'm happy to chat with you about that. It all depends on what you need to get done. But certainly we have to make sure we follow the guidelines and whatever needs to be by a general contractor. But if it's handyman stuff, certainly we can help you. But if not, both Nita and I have lists of other people that might be of benefit to you.
For sure. So, and we'll definitely share that. And I'll post some information, too, on my Facebook page, Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Well, that is two great phone calls.
Awesome.
You know, and home inspections, you know, they're hard because you do move in and there's times that you do find things that you're going, okay, why didn't they find this? Well, it's got to be something that they can visually see. So, you know, if your piping under your house goes wrong, they can't predict that. You have 10 days to do your inspection period and to do your due diligence. So if there's other inspections that you want done, if it's having someone put a camera down, you know, the pipes, if you will, to take a look to make sure they're not corroding, then you have to pay extra money for all of that.
The moment I take my buyer signs a contract and we execute it, that very moment I have my two people that I call for home inspections and WDO, and they are separate. I don't let the same people do the same thing. Others will argue that, hey, they're trained to do that, but I like my entomologist to be schooled in WDO and bugs and everything else. I don't want my home inspector, the guy crawling up in the attic and everywhere else. I want him concentrating on that. So I do it different than what others may do.
Well, most of them do use somebody separate. I'm trying to think of the name of the – it'll come to me. But the company I use, just about everybody uses them. It's pretty common for WDO.
I've got a guy called Stomp. I mean, his Mike is a he's a great guy, and he's been around for eons, and he's actually an entomologist.
It's actually a company. It costs clients only $100.
Yeah, it's pretty simple stuff, but at least they
find those. It's so important. I'll say this. It's so important to make sure who you're using is licensed.
Yes.
Bonded.
Insured.
Because we had an issue at our office where they were not. And so I use companies now. I don't use individual people.
Yeah.
No. Big no-no.
Well, and again, you can always ask about the individual and or the company. Hey, let me see your business license. Let me see your
license. Well, it's not only that, but it's okay. If they get sued, can they cover it?
Yes.
Because if they can't, it comes on to me.
I want to see an insurance binder. Yeah, absolutely.
So it's so important. It's so important in our business to make sure that people are licensed and bonded and all those good things. Because
plus, as a real estate agent, when I'm there, when my inspectors are there, I'm there. Now, luckily, I understand what I'm looking at when I'm looking at foundations and I'm looking at off-grade or on-grade, wherever I'm looking at. I know what I'm seeing. Most agents probably don't have that depth of knowledge. However, most agents should be there with their inspectors while they're going through, asking those questions, finding those little nitpicky things. Let's find everything.
Agents better be there.
Well, some don't show up.
I know, and I don't even understand that. For liability purposes, my agents best be there. It's not even an option because, you know, if your WDO guy falls through the roof and nobody is there.
Do we really hear him?
Yes. Do we really hear him? Yeah. The answer is no. Nobody hears him.
If he falls in the forest.
And who's responsible? We are.
Yes, of course.
And so I want to make sure that nothing gets taken and that everything is done legitimately and everybody who enters the house leaves healthy.
Healthy's good.
And isn't injured by a fall.
Yes.
So, yes, agents, I know mine are present. They better be. Or they won't be working for me. That's for sure.
Yeah, when I go to do an inspection.
It's that simple.
I call it giving a house a colonoscopy. I want to find every single thing in there.
Absolutely.
All right.
And so, we're good at that.
Yeah.
Everything's backed by the Anita seal of approval.
That's correct. Give us a call, 904-831-0600.
All right. It's all right here. Rapid Fire Real Estate. Once again, just like Anita said, if you have any real estate question, 904-831-0600.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Need an honest guide through the real estate financing maze? Whether purchasing or refinancing, go with a licensed mortgage professional with your best interest in mind. Hi, I'm Carl Parnell with Homeowners Financial Group. To get in touch with me, visit my website at carlparnell.com. That's spelled CARLPARNELL.com. NMLS number 221959. Homeowners Financial Group USA, LLC. NMLS number 93718. MLD 1602. An equal housing lender.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not come right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 14333 Beach Boulevard, the corner of Beach and San Pablo. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
This is Ryan Proffitt with Future Home Loans, NMLS 22464. If you are shopping for a mortgage, give me a call. Future Home Loans is one of Florida's fastest growing mortgage lenders. Are you active duty or a veteran? If so, Future Home Loans has some of the absolute best rates in the business. We're local, we are veteran owned and operated, and we put your future first. NMLS ID 1621953, equal housing lender. Visit future.loans for more information. Your future is bright.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
I'm Betty Layton, an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent with Realty Executives Oceanside, Jacksonville. The home buying process should be fun and exciting. Thinking about buying? I'll walk you through step-by-step for a successful, stress-free purchase. Thinking about selling? I'll provide you a comparable market analysis and guide you on how to prepare your home for sale. You can call me at 904-838-8743 or visit my website at bettylayton.net. Again, that's 904-838-8743. Let's do this together.
Just know you're not alone. 'Cause I'm gonna make this place your home.
And welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executives Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we have Carl on the line. Carl.
Well, hey, Anita. Hey, David, how are y'all doing this afternoon?
Doing well, Carl.
Great. Thanks for covering me last week.
Oh, no problem. It was a great joy to do that. AJ was great, and hopefully we passed and got the Anita seal of approval.
You guys did. I listened. It was fantastic.
Well, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for always the opportunity to fill in and help. But I wanted to bring up, you were talking about the inspections. One of the parts that the real estate agents don't always advertise that they would do is after the inspection, the repair list, and then the follow-up to make sure the repairs are done before you're closed. So the young lady that called in earlier, well, the home inspection, there should have been also someone walking through the agent and showing, yes, did you do all these things and follow up? And that's what you guys do, and it's what something is not advertised very often. It's always the front end, but the back-end follow-up is very important as well.
Yes, and I know inspectors don't like to do a re-inspect, but I do. It's like, no, yes. go in there, and because there's some places I can't get into, like the attic. So, you know, if it's stuff that I can look at, and of course, they have to always produce receipts. A lot of people don't do that. A lot of real estate agents forget, and they gotta have the receipts to prove that they've actually been repaired. And you got to make sure that these things are done. We can take a look at the obvious stuff, but there's times, you know, I can't get on the roof, I can't get in the attic. So it's always great to pay for the reinspection and have them go back out and make sure that these things have actually been fixed.
And do the walkthrough with the customer, which the customer will spot things that they saw the first time. Maybe they did not get the attention. So it's always good to do that. It's not the, hey, you signed the contract and I'll see you at closing. You guys do a lot of work in between, so it's not like television.
No, it's not. And two, for the client, you know, once that inspection is done and then we submit in the repairs and then the repairs get done and then we go back, we make sure those are done, and then we go back with the client and they walk through to make sure it's to their satisfaction, and we produce receipts to make sure that they know that everything has been repaired. And I am not much for repairs. Obviously, the important things, yes. You know, if the roof, the AC, you know, if your appliances aren't working, yes, we're going to ask for those things to be fixed. But a lot of times, you know, they just have to simply repair and make that thing, whatever it is, functioning. So a lot of people think that if there's a little dry rot on a door frame, that they're replacing the whole door frame. Well, they're not. They're cutting out that one little piece. And then, you know, they're putting in another piece in there, or they're putting spackle on it and just making it look pretty. So a lot of times, like on my house, I rather do it. I have that punch list. I got a handyman out there, and for a little cost to me, I made sure it was done to my satisfaction, and I knew exactly what he was doing on the repair, which you don't always know that when a seller is making the repairs. So
that's part of your responsibility as an agent to advise the customer, because they're going to say, well, that light switch cover is missing, but there is a huge leak in the roof. Well, pick which one is most important and get the guide through, because you don't want to spoil the deal because asking for too many things. So a good agent will say, well, these are the big money things, concentrate on those, and then work down to the small stuff.
Yeah, so we want it, exactly. And we want to stay on the big stuff. The little things, that's just part of a home ownership. So here's your punch list, tackle it, you know, once you move in. But the big stuff, we want to make sure that those things get repaired.
And then also,
go ahead.
Well, also, I also wanted to bring into your attention, too, you mentioned on VA and FHA. Now, VA still wants the WDOs, but FHA has suspended the requirement of needing a WDO report unless the appraiser notes it on the appraisal that one needs to be performed. So that's, but I would not have anybody buy a house in Florida without getting a WDO.
No.
There's too many bugs here.
No, termites are an absolute, you know, it's not a matter of if, they're already there. You're just trying to keep them at bay.
Yeah. Exactly. but that, I just want to make sure, because, you know, I get a lot of people asking me that question, because it used to be the rule, FHA, but they have changed that
in the
last few years. Yeah. So, but I just appreciate you guys taking my call, and let me spend a few minutes with you. Y'all sound great.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
We'll see you soon.
Take care.
Thanks, Carl.
All righty.
See you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and hopefully Sally will get me that, and I'll take just a quick look at it. You know, hopefully I can help. I may not be able to, but I'll take a peek at it and see and chat with her a little bit more in detail.
I'm sure she'd be appreciative of anything you can do for her.
And I will post some of our people that we have listed on our roster for handyman service, along with David Youngblood's information, on my Facebook page at Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. And we also have our office Facebook page, Realty Executives Oceanside Jax, J-A-X, because we have several of our sister offices also. We cover from here to Port Orange. So it's a pretty big area that Realty Executives Oceanside, our office and our sister offices. Each office has a different name. So ours is Oceanside, where somebody could be, I don't know.
Make up a strange name right
Make
now.
Up a strange name, yeah. Premier.
Blah, blah, blah.
Mine in California is Premier. So we own quite a few offices here in Northeast Florida. But Realty Executives is throughout California. I mean, throughout Florida. And we're also throughout California, but...
Throughout the U.S.
We're throughout the U.S. So we work for you coast to coast and in between. And we're also international. So we have you covered wherever you may need. If you're moving out of state, give us a call. We can hook you up with the right agent. And I always like to interview them on the phone and try to hook you up with somebody who is very similar to myself. Or David Youngblood. We want to hook you up with the workers out there. And so even though I went down south to Naples, I reached out to the office out there, and I was working out of our Naples office over at Realty Executives. And that's what we do. We help each other out and make sure that we cover everything you might need. That is our sole intention. So we were talking about the exterior of our house.
Mm-hmm.
And believe it or not, about 74% of homes are bought at the curb. David, have you ever had clients in your car and they go, just keep going?
Yes. Yes.
But I'm going, but the inside looks nice. And they're going, no, keep going.
I'm driving. They're in a separate car. I go to stop and they've just kept going. Okay. I'd say that's
I guess we're going to the next one.
That's a no.
Right. So it is quite interesting, and it's funny because I'm guilty of this. I did this in California when I was buying a house. We were actually in this neighborhood, and the real estate agent drove past this house. It had a sign, and I go, stop. I want this house. And she goes, well, it's over your price point. I said, no, call. I need to get inside this house. Long story short, I ended up buying it. And was it more than what I was willing to spend? It was, and I ended up buying it.
That's a rarity, and that's a good story to have. But unfortunately, most people, they try to stay within their budgetary reins. And of course,
it wasn't much over.
It wasn't much, but you're correct. And unfortunately, though, in today's market, you don't have that luxury where houses have been sitting out there for a long time. If they're great houses and they're in great shape, they've already sold or they're moving pretty fast. I wish it were different. I wish we had more inventory on the market that we could look for. But unfortunately, we've got to take people and show them every opportunity, and they got to make decisions fast.
Yes. Curb appeal is important.
Ginormous curb appeal is going to be important. And also when they walk in, like you say on the beginning of your show, make it smell good, make it look good, do what you got to do.
It's got to be pretty.
To make it look inviting. Can I tell you the amount of homes I walk into, like, what were you thinking?
And don't misunderstand that. It doesn't have to be perfect, people. It just has to look good. And it's got to smell good.
Yes, please take the poopy diapers and take them outside.
Wow, that
please.
Sounds a lot like our intro.
It does. We'll see you next week. And thanks for tuning in to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
Thank you, Anita. Glad to have you back. David, always good to see you.
Youngblood.
And Youngblood is on the case. And if you need any more information, what's that email address, Anita?
It's homes@anitahiles.com.